Yesterday, Tim Noonan brought us the news of the awful crash involving SA cyclist Amber Halliday, very well known, first as a rower, a champion, an elite rower, now turning her great athletic talents to cycling, also as a journalist and columnist for the Sunday Mail. Racing at Victoria Park, she had an awful crash, and Max Stevens, CEO of Cycling SA. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well. An update, please, on Amber Halliday.
Yeah, I spoke to her partner this morning about 6:15, and she is still heavily sedated. She has some bleeding on the brain. She has a horrific hemorrhages. And look, it's a trauma situation for her. She's got a broken arm, some problems with her eye socket as well. But they're hopeful of reducing the sedation today to sort of bring her out, so to speak.
And Max, this is just a freak accident, is it? I mean, I heard you, I think it was yesterday, you were saying, look, you could have an accident 30 times and you just get, she'd just get up on her bike and ride off again, but this time it's just the way she fell.
Yeah, look, she fell very heavily and she fell, I suppose, awkwardly. And you'd understand when you're sitting on a bike travelling at 35, 45 kilometres an hour, you're in a bunch of 40 other riders and you clip someone's wheel. That's when the front wheel hits a back wheel or the back wheel hits someone else's front wheel, whatever. And she came down. But, yep, you could do it 20, 30 times and get back on your bike and head away. But it was quite sickening to see Amber laying there. She was in the middle of the circuit. And, look, it's one of those unfortunate things. I saw Mike Turda from the Santos Tour Down Under and Robbie McEwen, you know, it's saying that it's part of racing and people have to understand that. You know, our riders wear Lycra and they travel on bikes at high speeds. And Amber is a confident, a good rider. She's an Australian champion in the time trial. So she goes down roads at, you know, 80 k's an hour into corners. So she does know what she's doing.
Mm. But she had expressed concerns about the track surface.
Not so much the track surface. She just wanted to make sure. Amber is a highly intelligent person, and I've managed Amber at in state teams at different events, and she always questions and asks, and she's you know, dots the I's, cross the T's. She's very well prepared for an event. She just wanted to make sure, excuse me, that we had gone through the risk management and spent time with the Clipsal people. And if I could say, fellas, that we spend a lot of time with the Adelaide City Council and with Clipsal to use that circuit. And that circuit is one of, if not the safest, criterium circuit in South Australia when it's up and running.
Mm. So what did she say? What were her concerns, Max?
Her concerns were that we had done a good inspection. We spent last Friday 2 hours with Clipsal management getting things moved and changed. So there was runoff for our riders.
Mm. And was she satisfied when she was reassured that the track was
safe? No question. Look, Amber is very close to me, and if I said to Amber, this is the deal, and we would never, ever put our riders into an uncomfortable situation. But some riders are very confident on unknown circuits. Some riders are a little bit apprehensive. Now, you've just got to remember that with the Victoria Park circuit, we start racing in October. When it's open, free, there's no infrastructure. We get to December, January, and there's more things put in there. There's, you know, fences are starting to be built, et cetera, et cetera. I honestly think that it's time that we either looked at this area as a group, including the government, the council and Clipsal. And look, we've got thousands of acres of parklands, but this 1 minute is a building site. It's a floating, the facades and the whole landscape changes on a regular basis. So every time we go there and race, there are different objects confronting our riders, and it is an issue.
You're listening to Max Stevens, CEO of Cycling SA and manager of Amber Halliday, who's in a critical condition in hospital. She's in an induced coma, and that is...
Sorry. No, she's not in an induced coma. Okay. She's under heavy sedation.
All right. Thanks, Max. But they do that because this is a traumatic injury to the brain.
Correct. Let her rest.
Okay. So it's a forced rest, and they will gradually, hopefully, be able to bring her more and more off that and then assess the condition there. Max, when you do hear this, though, critical condition, I don't really want to push you on this, but Is this just the way of managing what has been a really bad smash up for her?
And
And they'll gradually, you know. So, is her life in danger? Is what I'm trying to say without beating around the bush.
Yeah, look, I can't comment that if her life's in danger. I mean, the girl has severe head injuries at the moment. Now, the way my understanding is, and the doctor from the Royal Adelaide has been briefing me on a half-daily basis, and we've had other people, you know, from Stuart O'Grady down to your punter on the weekend go through this sort of trauma. Mm. The thing is, the best way to recover is to rest, to leave the body and the head in one position and let them rest and let the natural forces of your recovery take over. So hence, by having her in sedation, it allows her time not to be thinking about what happened. It just allows the recovery process to go forward.
Does she have a subdural hemorrhage? In other words, is it bleeding there? And if so, has she had to have surgery to reduce that, or is
no,
they
no
confident?
Surgery.
Okay, so they're confident that will ease that pressure.
Yes, there is bleeding on the brain, but it is very, very small. That it doesn't warrant her to have any surgery.
Okay, that's good.